South Florida's Alternative 104.3 The Shark. I'm here with Melanie from Glass Orange. Melanie, thanks so much for taking some time for me today.
No, thanks for asking me to be on. Thank you.
Melanie, how long have you been playing music for?
I've been playing music for as long as I can remember. I've been in the music scene since about 2017, but Glass Orange has been around since 2018.
What inspires you to write and create the music that you perform?
You know, it's just a lot of like getting that emotion out. It's a great way for me to really express myself and really just really put out what I need to, you know. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah, definitely. I think it can really be helpful, you know, to have that creative outlet.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So who are some of your influences and favorite musicians?
So when the project first started, I listened to a lot of like James Bay, Doty, these like solo artists that started off with acoustic, Hozier. I still listen to Hozier now, but my influence has changed to the new Kayla Williams, Hozier's most recent album. There's someone named Sasha Sloan that I listen to a lot, thanks to my vocal coach. And it's a lot of like more solo artists, but that have evolved into like almost bands and things like that. So
now when you're listening and when you're taking in music, what do you take from that to write music of your own?
I really listen for those bass lines. I am a sucker for a bass line that's just like really groovy, really nice. But one of my biggest things is lyrics. Like I love lyricism and melodies. And another band that I listen to a lot, Hail the Sun, and they have just such really interesting and intricate melodies that they do certain things. And I'm like, what made you think about that? What made you go from here to here with this lyric and this note? You know, it's really fascinating to me.
Now, what are you currently working on?
So right now, I'm working on recording an EP of about 5 or 6 songs. And we're preparing to play the fair March 28th. So it's just a lot of like gearing up for that kind of stuff.
That's really cool. What's your favorite thing about performing live?
The audience. I mean, I'm sure everybody says it, but it's just really fun to interact with different people. I feel like the stage gives you like this weird, I don't even know, like this air that people just want to communicate in a different way. And it's just a lot of fun to chat. I like chatting. I like talking.
It's really cool to be able to connect in that way and have the opportunity to, you know, put yourself out there in a way that is sometimes scary and vulnerable, but also really awesome.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What are some of the upcoming shows that you have? You mentioned the fair.
Right now, the fair is the one that we have for at least till the end of the year. I know that we're in talks with another band right now to possibly have something after that. But as of right now, the fair is going to be the one, and then we're going to be focusing on like recording and music.
Awesome. So I imagine that you are already writing a bunch of stuff and you've got some stuff ready to go to record?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. We already have about 4 or 5 songs that are completed and then a bunch that I'm in the process of writing right now. So
where can people find you on social media?
So I'm super special and I'm the only person with the name Glass Orange. So if they type up Glass Orange, they'll find me. Instagram, you know how they have that name section?
Mm-hmm.
It says secretly a duck. So you'll super easy find me if you put secretly a duck.
I thought that was really cute.
It's just really funny. It's like an inside joke between me and one of my best friends. She sends me duck pictures and she's like, this is you. And I'm like, I get it. I understand. So I just put secretly a duck. And glassorange.live is the website that I have up. So it has all of our links and all upcoming dates and stuff like that.
That's really awesome, Melanie. Thanks again for sharing a few minutes of your time with us and letting us know what you're working on.
No, thanks for having me.
Can't wait to see you play live and hear more from you soon.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
We'll talk soon. Bye.